Coronavirus cases are surging across the Ohio Valley and unemployment remains high. But in Washington, Congress appears deadlocked on additional relief. Sydney Boyles reports the economic picture looks even bleaker as state and federal aid programs expire at the end of the year.
Back in March, Congress passed the $3 trillion CARES Act to help families through the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The CARES Act expanded unemployment benefits to gig workers and the self-employed. It made money available to states for rent relief and utility relief. Congress also suspended student loan payments and extended paid family leave so low-wage workers could afford to take time off to care for loved ones. But those programs, they expire at the end of the year.
So right now, things are not looking really great.
That's Sean O'Leary, senior policy analyst with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy, a left-leaning think tank. He says the need for assistance has never been greater.
We're no longer in that, you know, free fall we saw early on, but we're also in this point where, like, the virus is getting a lot worse than it was.
Across the Ohio Valley, the economic challenges are far-reaching. Unemployment is twice what it was before the pandemic. Starting in January, region-wide, 2.5 million people will have to resume payments on their student loans. And Kentuckians, Ohioans, and West Virginians collectively will fail to pay hundreds of millions in utility bills in 2020 alone. Thousands of renters are behind on their monthly payments.
Up until maybe May, there was a pretty low impact to my finances from this, but it's become quite a pressing issue over the intervening time.
That's Mark Kidd, a landlord with 7 rental units in Letcher County, Kentucky. Kidd is disabled and relies on his rental properties for a significant portion of his income. Kidd watches Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's coronavirus briefings every afternoon, he says. So when Beshear announced he was designating $15 million for a rent relief fund, he urged one of his tenants to apply. The tenant did apply, but the fund ran out of money in just weeks, and the tenant was too far back in the line. Kidd hasn't received rent on the unit since March. He doesn't know how much longer he can float the tenant's rent.
I've never evicted a tenant ever, and I'm not promising I never will, but I really, that would be the like one of the, you know, apocalyptic scenarios, but this is a sort of apocalyptic world.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine allocated $50 million for a combined rent and utility relief fund. In West Virginia, where 1 in 3 renters is struggling to pay rent, Governor Jim Justice did not devote any CARES Act funding specifically towards rent relief.
We estimated that the delinquent accounts between March 1 and July 31st would be somewhere around $30 million.
Charlotte Lane is the chairman of the West Virginia Public Service Commission. She's been crunching the numbers, and she's found that the $25 million Governor Justice allocated for utility payments isn't enough to cover the total need. Well, it wouldn't have been if everyone eligible for utility relief had applied for it.
You know, if you were delinquent on your electric bill and you got another letter from Appalachian Electric Power and you couldn't pay your bill, you'd probably just throw it away without opening it up.
Any unspent CARES Act money must be returned to the federal government by December 31st. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.